I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Between the Lines with me, Melissa Reddy, a new podcast full of in-depth interviews, major talking points, and mountains of untold stories from around football. We'll get inside the minds of the very best managers, explore world-class footballers pursuing interests away from the game, dive into the more emotive topics like attempting to bounce back from career-threatening injury or the impacts of social media abuse. My hope is that you learn something new from every episode, perhaps get a new perspective on elements of the game, and leave with a greater understanding of the people and subjects involved. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me on what I hope will be a very enjoyable audio journey.
It's amazing. Thank you, football. Thank you, this guy, my player. They are heroes, I told you.
If I've got problems off the pitch or personal issues, he's there to talk to, said Harry Kane. Adam Lallana opted for, he completely changed my life. Phil Coutinho credits him with giving him confidence in his abilities. Dejan Lovren calls him a father figure. He's magic, you know. Welcome Maurizio Pochettino, and joining him is his trusted assistant, Jesus Perez. So, start off by telling me, how are you guys? How have you been? Maurizio, you're in London. Jesus, you're in Spain.
Hi, Melissa. It's a real pleasure to talk with you. And thank you for trying to know what we are doing in this difficult moment.
You know, it's the first time in 9 years that we are so far from each other, because when we were in Barcelona, I was living very close to his house, Southampton the same, and the last 4 years we were almost in the same street. So it's very strange for me, you know. So how many times he was texting me to say, come to my house. We need to talk, or we need to meet someone, or we need to discuss something. You know, now is through phone or Zoom, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to take longer to be together again.
How much football have you been actually consuming?
All that we can on live, of course, and it's a lot. There's a lot of game that we love to review. Yes, because we have time. We are not obsessed about watching everything that on the past. But of course, when you remember some action, you remember some performance, or some style, or some situation that maybe will help in the future, in the next project or in the next job, I think it's important to go back and review and see what is going on there, and see with different perspectives, I think help a lot to us.
Is it mentally difficult to go from being, you know, when you're a manager, you're so emotionally involved in the process of training sessions, you know, preparing for a match on the weekday, the match day itself, just the whole, it seems, never-ending. So to be in the midst of that pressure, that preparation, that cycle, and then to suddenly not have it anymore, did that take some getting used to?
Personally, for me, I think it's still not 1 year. And then if you put the situation with the COVID, with the virus, is six months maybe. Because I think you cannot say, okay, it's nearly 1 year that we are not working because football stopped for 4 or 5 months, you know. Personally, I am enjoying a lot this break. I am not a person that I'm going to cry if I'm not going to back in 1 month or in 2 months. I have a life like Jesus that we can survive outside the football for a while. Maybe in 1 month or in 2 months or in 6 months, maybe we will be desperate to back to football. But today, I think plenty of things to do we have. I think we are enjoying the break with the family. We know that football is so important for us and it's more than our passion, but never most important that your family, your friends. Of course, we love football, we love the game. We miss football and to be involved, but knowing the limit that we cannot have or we cannot survive if we in any time we will back. I think life is very big things to do, a lot of things to do, and I don't believe that it's only football or nothing, you know.
My family is tired of me already. Actually, but yeah, it's been very, very strange, you know. So during the lockdown, one day I was thinking, and I've been at home for so long, and I've been sleeping every day at home for so long. It's very strange. But at the same time, as Mauricio said before, we are people that we always look forward. We never look back. We take the every single positive that you can take from these situations. We knew we were almost 10 years non-stop. We had a lot of things to do as well to get us ready again to go. And this is what we do. So, of course, we have time to do a few more things with the family or maybe to spend more time on things that when you are on competition, you try to avoid. But we are very positive. We are working very hard on ourselves as a team. I think this is the most important from this period.
In terms of you talking there about not looking back, when you break away from football, it is always a time to reflect, though, to think about what's happened, what you can refine, what you keep with you, what you can improve on. Have you guys spent a lot of time doing that? What is like a day-to-day sort of planning for the next phase of management and returning to the game?
Continue, Jesus.
No, I mean, what they said is we don't look back, you know, to in terms of, oh, we should do this or that, you know. So we were very, very intense, especially in our last spell in our former club, you know. So it was very clear the way Mauricio and the staff tried to do and to give the best for them and for ourselves at the end of the day. And there are nothing to go back and to be sad off. I think it was very straightforward, very passionate spell at the Spurs. And now we are thinking on how we improve our methods, how we are more direct on our way of working, how we do improve our technology. We are, you know, in the last 6 months, we are working very, very hard with some platforms that will help us on all performance and analysis and tactical work. And I think this is what we do, nothing else. Of course, we watch matches. We have a chat every day, on every match, on every aspect that we watch live, but nothing else to look back.
No, I think I completely agree with Jesus. I think when he's playing, we are not going to complain for the pass. We are not going to look backward. But one thing, yes, we only look backward to try to improve and be better in the future, to be more solid in your philosophy and in the way that we are like a group of people that love football and try to translate our philosophy to the clubs and to the player. And in the same time, trying to, you know, to be more human and try to analyze too, not only the technology, in the way that we behave, in the way that we behave and how we treat and how we were treating in the club, in between staff, club staff, board, of course, the chairman, owner, or the of course, the most important, the player. I think that is the roof to improve. I think that respect is so important in the way that you are going to manage the group. That I think is one of the key. Football is a great big part. Is emotional and to be natural and to be and to win the trust, and that is so important in all group of people that is going to work for one objective. And I think that is important. I think after that great experience in Tottenham, I think we can be sure, or we are sure, that we are going to be better in all the areas. Technology, of course, analysis, but I think in the human side too, I think was it's amazing experience that when we talk with Jesus, with Tony, with Mickey, with Jeff, with people still that is in contact with us, or from Tottenham or from Southampton or Espanyol, I think it's so important to evolve in the same way that we are, doing things with the technology, because you need to be, knowing what is going on, but in the human being, improving too. That is, I think, is so important.
You speak about the human element there, and that's always been quite a big part of your management and the emotional side of the game. But when you give so much of yourself, because you kind of have to create those relationships with your players, with your staff, you have to really open yourself up. Is it then quite difficult when you're no longer in that environment, because you have given so much of yourself, you were so emotionally involved, and now you're not anymore? Is there a sadness involved? Is it hard on a personal level?
No, I think it's in the way that you are. When it's natural, I think for us it's natural to give all that we have inside. And I think that is spontaneous and it's natural. When it's not natural, yes, it's hard, because I think your effort to try to give something that you don't feel, that is the most difficult thing. But when it's natural and it's spontaneous, like for us, like a group of people that we love to work together and we really believe in the way that we love to manage people, I think that for us it's so easy. I think for sure should be very difficult and tough to translate some feeling that we really don't feel, no? And that is why we give, but not waiting to be repaid, you know, in the same way. I think to still keep in contact with people that, or players that maybe you managed 10 years ago, or one example when I think last week Adam Lallana sent a text to me and we were talking, and started to explain the experience in Brighton, how exciting he is and how happy and the people that found there, and he's so exciting to, you know, for the new experience that and wanted to share with us. I think that means a lot for us, more than if he praised me on the media or he talked very good in public. I think the private things, the small things, are the thing that give you big boost and make to find the resource to keep going in the same way, working. That is, I think, the most satisfying thing that can happen for us, you know. And I think that is, I think, is the key for us, that we don't need to be priced on the public. I think when they are in contact, like now, Tottenham players, Southampton player, former player in Espanol, they want to share the experience. They want to share when they are going to be, you know, to have a baby or to move the club, like Dejan Lovren, that I received a FaceTime. He was in the top of the hotel in San Petersburg and was with the sporting direct of Zenit and say, oh, Gaffa, I want to share this moment. We finished the game. We won the cup in Russia. This moment that only are so special and no one knows, and maybe now the people is going to know, but this type of satisfaction is amazing, and that make all to have a reason to keep going in the same way.
That's so good to hear, because football now seems so instant. People want things quickly. They want success quickly, trophies. The pressure is at its highest. There's so many opinions, and the opinions are so readily available as well because of social media and stuff. So you kind of lose touch of how important football is beyond just the game itself.
For us, it's very simple, you know, because any team is made by individuals. And as long as you can improve every single person first and then every single player after that first approach, you are close to try to make a good team. And obviously, if everyone, the 20 teams in the Premier League or in La Liga, they do the same, always the one who invests more money always is going to win. But always there are another way for those clubs that with less resources or different resources than the others, you know, to have a different approach to try to compete, you know. And to compete is the only way is to have dedication, a clear way of work to improve players, and then obviously a very good way of play to make that team competitive even with less resources. And because you have less, probably less resources, you need to care a lot more about the person, help the players to recover physically and mentally, because there are no way to, you know, to change those players. So the team come first always. That's why every single decision will be around the team. Mauricio always says, we as a staff, we as a team, you know, that kind of approach, I think it goes into the team and then it goes into the club, into, you know, also I will say at the end, into the fans, because the fans, they will appreciate or they will give value for whatever they can watch on the field, you know. That's why it's very simple. And then, you know, at the end, trophies is a consequence of everything. It's easy to say when you make a team competitive, the people will say, it's missing something. Yeah, but that club or that team was competitive in the past. And then if the answer is no, you did a great job there, you know. But the most important, as you said, Mauricio, is the value from the players, you know, every single player that were, I'm not going to say push, was helped to improve as a person first and as a player. And the better one is some of the messages when the player said to Mauricio, thank you to make me feel part of the last level of players. Thank you to make me discover there are another level above of me. You know, those things are important, because when the player drops from that level, you know, it's easy for them, or easier, you know, to appreciate what they got in the past.
Mauricio, I have to ask, because, you know, we speak about being emotionally involved, about opening yourself up and giving a piece of yourself. How weird has it been to watch? Have you watched the Amazon documentary? And has it been weird to watch how things ended and to watch what has happened since you've left?
Only we watch with Jesus the 25 minutes first, because it was until we left the club. and we watch. And to be honest, was correct. No more or no less, you know, was like, okay, we need to put that Jesus, Tony, Mickey, Sebastiano, and Mauricio were there, but it's nothing to do with the documentary. But being honest, I think we feel responsible because it was very difficult to say yes, to open the door to Amazon, to came to Tottenham in a very difficult moment for us. And of course, I feel sorry for Jesus because I spent time from 7 o'clock in the morning trying to help the Amazon people to make that all work with the player, with the staff, with everything. And to be honest, after 25 minutes watching, I think Jesus appeared one time with me, next to me. And, five years and a half were only in the summary of 25 minutes, but were more, you know, trying to justify the why we left the club. But I understand because it's a documentary that tried to, you know, to put in a good place to the club. And they are not going to create a documentary, or the club is not going to open the door to Amazon to create a problem after the documentary. You know, try to be that looks real, but you know that this type of documentary are very weird. In a world like football, I didn't watch Manchester City documentary, but of the comment, I think, you know, it's so weird, it's difficult, it's too difficult to be natural. But I hope that they will achieve what they wanted doing this. You know, I think it's important to show the facilities of the club, the new stadium, the new training ground, that we were so involved in to helping Daniel to design, to help in be sustainable like a club in 5 years and a half, playing for a year in Champions League, you know, being in the top four. I don't know, giving the young player the possibility to be big star like Harry Kane, and I don't want to say or to give more names, but I think it's the example. You know, I think it's we feel so proud to be in Champions League in the top four. And yes, when you believe after 5 years that you achieve and you play a Champions League final, I think that is the moment when you have finished your training ground, when you have finished your stadium after to play in Wembley, in Milton Keynes, you know, to the moment to enjoy. But in the same time, this type of project, when it's so emotional, when you, because you, like Jesus explained before, it's not a project you create only with money. With money, but with a lot of effort from many people that were involved. And I think was fantastic, fantastic that only we missed to touch the glory, like we always talk, lifting some trophy, but some trophy like Premier League or Champions League. And we were very close. I think it's for me to add, of course, to win an FA Cup or to win a Carabao Cup with Tottenham before the stadium or before to when you were playing, I don't know, in a different context, of course, was so important to win a FA Cup or Carabao Cup. But being now in the last level, like a club today, for me, the only that you can feel satisfied is only if you win the Premier League or if you won the Champions League. Believe me, that is so important to win title. But in the moment that we were, was so important to be sustainable, the club, to have the club alive, to be in the top four for the revenues, to be in the top four for the projection of the image, to try to find a sponsor that want to project the image in Champions League, because you know the difference in Champions League is so important, and to be in the top four or don't be in the top four is so important. That was the priority of the owner and was the priority of Daniel Levy to be in the top four and to be in Champions League. And I think we achieve every single season this. But we didn't have time enough to win a title, but hope with all my heart, because I still love the fans, I still love the club. And of course, I have in a different appreciation to, you know, to Daniel and the people that work there, the player, Jose is a very good friend. I wish all the best and can achieve some title that can enjoy and of course can reflect all the effort that we were doing on the past to create that fantastic club that is today.
So, why is the human element the most important factor in football? And what business venture could Maurizio and Daniel Levy still have together? Find out after the break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You guys completely redefined how we see Tottenham. When I speak to people at Southampton, they say the structures they have in place in terms of their footballing identity and stuff, a lot of it was down to what you guys did there, and they extracted from that. Obviously, the relationship with Espanyol is still so close because of your affinity with the club, and also, again, how you completely changed the psychology of the place and made people believe in themselves there. So, bearing that in mind, you know, how you've left a lasting legacy everywhere, how are you deciding where you want to go next? Because I know there's been a lot of conversations with a lot of clubs and a lot of interest, but obviously you're being patient, you're happy to be patient. But what is it you're looking for? What is the right kind of project for you?
Yes, after 5 years and a half in a club like Tottenham, I think it's so difficult to find now, because I think we need to put all in context. I think when we left the club, I think was difficult for us, and was in a moment that you know, we really believe that we can, you know, to be successful again. I think was in a moment that the team started to change the face, and we were very exciting in the last months when we needed to beat you know, Liverpool. That when 1-0 in the second half, Son hit the crossbar, that was 2-0, but and then we lose with a penalty. You know, when we didn't deserve to lose in these months, And the last month, we only lose this game again Liverpool. And then after to win 5-0, 4-0 in Champions League in Red Star in Croatia, in Serbia, sorry, we're back. And it's a game that you can draw against Sheffield United. And we left the club. You know, that was difficult for us because it was really unexpected, you know, decision. And in this moment, you know, you feel touched. You feel touched because in this moment you are in shock. And it was difficult to recover for this situation. And then when we nearly recovery, happened the coronavirus, you know. And then we are now in a new world, not only in life, if not in football. And now is a moment to wait, to be relaxed, to be calm, but in the same time to be ready. Like Jesus said before, we were working a lot and we are still working and trying to be better and to be ready for the next step for us. And I cannot say what we need, or it's all about who is going to call us, and it's going to depend if it's a club that is in the top or in the middle or down. I think it's going to be if we are going to find some, you know, some challenge and some connection. No, of course with the project, but with the people that is going to offer, no, to call. I think it's, for us, become unbelievable important too is, you know, to win, because we are in football to try to win, but in the same time to create some connection and to try to enjoy our job, you know, our passion that is football. But it's difficult to say, we are going to be ready to accept if with this condition or another condition. I think it's going to be like, you know, when you met some people, you have feeling or no feeling, and we move for feeling.
I'm sure a lot of clubs are listening and taking down notes there. But let's just strip it back and go to the past. How did the two of you guys meet? Because it's obvious that there's such a close relationship, both professionally and personally. But how did it materialize? And was there just that instant connection between the two of you?
Well, I always joke with him, but it's very true. I was very close to walk out of football because my last three experiences, I would say personal experiences working in football, weren't great. And at that time, Mauricio invited me to work in Espanyol. First was in another role, in different responsibilities, away of the first team. But very soon he asked me to join his team. And then the journey started there. And 2 months and a half later, he asked me to join the staff on the field. And since then, so that's why I'm going to be grateful forever for the personal opportunity. Of course, for the football opportunity and for the opportunity to be in the highest level of football because of him. But personally, you know, in the past, with full respect for all the managers I worked with in the past, we very, very, very few had the personal connection. And obviously it's very, very different in another level, the one I have with him, because I can say I am overperforming. So I am overperforming above of my level. That's why it's not a strange to see so many players overperforming when they are being managed by Mauricio, you know? So it's the best way I can describe our relation.
Overperforming because of us. Don't give credit to me too much. It's we share in between all. I think the leadership of the group is what make the player to overperformance, to believe, to really believe, to you know, to give more that they really think that can give. I think that is the most important, is the key. Of course, for me, that is why I am a very happy person, a very relaxed person, and can talk very open to say that is I am a leader, of course, but Jesus is a leader, and Tony is a leader, and Sebastiano and Miguel, because they behave like a leader, and because they have their space and their responsibility. And of course, my title description is head coach or manager, because one need to put, but they are capable to do my job for sure. And I think all together, we do a fantastic job, and we enjoy, because I think we are so professional, and to work with the people that is so professional, that make you, you know, to feel proud, because they push you. They push me to be better, to have different challenge. And of course, that is that the feeling that the player gets.
Talking about players there, you used to room with, I'm going to say, the greatest of all time, because to me is. So I want to ask you about your experience with that, Diego Maradona. What's he really like?
For me, with Maradona, I start when I I was so young and I start to play football. And was I start to hear Maradona. 78, 79, I was 6-7 years old, is when you really start to be, you know, and to understand what means to be a player, and you always you know, you are sinking in this type of universal players. And yes, I grow up with always picture about him, dreaming about him, and of course was the top. I was over the moon when they won. When Argentina won in 1986 in Mexico, the World Cup, and then was that 1986. I was 14 years old, and then I moved to Newell's Old Boys. 5 years after, I have the possibility to be part in the same team that him, but not only to have the possibility to share with him on the pitch, if not to share the room when we were in the hotel. I was his teammate, sleeping, because now it's impossible. Look at the big star today. All the player goes in a private room. But before, we used to always double, no? Double,
yeah.
With one teammate. And was with Maradona. I remember that for 2 or 3 nights I didn't sleep.
I was just about to ask you, how was it possible that you got any sleep? Because I can't imagine that you didn't.
Can't sleep, because I cannot believe that was true, no? To talking with him, watching TV, talking about life, talking about football, me asking, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 questions, trying to, you know, ask. And how humble he was with me. I think he's one of the most humble people that I met in my life. And I think for me it was an amazing experience, you know, and then to keep in touch with him. And in the last December, when we left Tottenham to meet him in Gimnasia Esgrima La Plata, that is in his club now, watching the game and being with him before and after the game, I think was really, really special. And really special how he really loved me and, you know, remember every single conversation, every single time that we were together. And I think, and in the way that he was, I think that touched me a lot, because we were a group of, friends. And was my son, Sebastiano. And in the way that I talked with my son, how he translate his love to me to my son, also made me feel, you know, how you say in England, over the moon.
Yeah.
Is Diego Armando Maradona, is God, is for me the best player that ever in football. And, you know, I was extremely, very, very proud and happy, you know. But I have a plenty of experience. I can talk during hours about him. But for me, the most important is how big he is and how humble he is. What a great person.
You're saying you asked him lots of questions there. Did he not teach you some dance moves and stuff? There must have been some parties and such going on in that room as well. I can't imagine it was only watching TV and talking.
He teach me dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he dance very simple. It's one style of dance that I seen is my style too. If you put a video of Maradona, I think I danced in the same way.
It's an Argentinian thing.
Yes, it's like cumbia, that you move a little bit, you know, but all move in the same way, direction, and the music change, but you move the same. You know, I am so bad. I never was good dancing.
What are things that the audience, the listeners, wouldn't ordinarily know about you guys? Tell us what goes on behind the scenes when it's not just football and talking tactically and thinking tactically.
For me, it's difficult to not too many things. Of course, for me it's football and family, you know, it's all move around football and family. Friends, but I really don't have, I spend most of the time doing things now with football and family. I spend half time, nearly the same time in between football and family, doing things. Helping my kids, of course, doing things with my wife, with Sansa, with my dog, too. A lot of walks on the forest, and I think yes, we are nearly, you know, very close to be 50, and I think it's time, because football gave us this break to the thing that recharge your battery, you know, that you. In plenty of time, when you are very focused in football, it's difficult to take time to give to walk with your dog and your wife, and maybe to with my son Maurizio, that is playing in Tottenham, watching the game that he play and analyze the game and maybe discuss and fight because he's not agree with my point of view about what. You need to behave in some situation or in some action. I seen in the past, we didn't have time to do this. And now it's all new. And yes, I seen, one thing that I seen I am good, I am improving a lot, is doing cooking and is doing barbecues. And it's the another day that the girlfriend of my kids say, I didn't eat so many barbecue in my life like in the last few months because every weekend I am cooking, and it's, to be honest, I am better and better and better, getting better.
Are you only doing barbecues or are you cooking other stuff? Are you learning other stuff as well? Because a barbecue is a shortcut to cooking.
Yes, but you know, my difficult thing is that my wife is chef. It's impossible because she's so, it's like if she want to talk about football, I say stop, you cannot talk in this house. It's like for me, if I want to do, I don't know, bread, or if I want to cook some pasta, she's a specialist on everything.
Yeah.
But I am a specialist now Better and better and better doing barbecues.
All type of food,
you know. I can do some vegetables in barbecue. I can do chicken, steak, pork, sausages, everything.
And usually when she does the cooking, you pour the wine because you're also a wine specialist.
No, I'm not a specialist. I love wine. It's my, of course, it's a passion from long time ago that it started. And yes, I spend time in, every time that I can go to move to central London. It's a very nice winery. That is one of the, I think, the most important, or is the most important in London. And I spend a lot of time to watching. And then it's a very good service because people teach you in the same way that advice. And one a week, always I am there trying to, you know, to pick some, not expensive, but try to, you know, to know and to increase my knowledge about wine. Was a project with Daniel Levy before I left the club, that we wanted to create no winery. We want to create to do some business in wine together. I don't know if he remembered because we talked, but not about business today. But what's a project? We were talking with Jacob Rothschild, and we were spending time, yes, trying to find some, you know, ideas and to try to do some business with wine. He loves wine too, and I love. And I think, yes, look, we stopped maybe a very successful business together, but maybe we can recover in the future. Maybe me, maybe he sent the text, says, Mauricio, come on, we can start again.
Yeah, after he listens to this, if you were giving wine recommendations, what should our listeners be choosing?
I'm going to recommend Argentine wine from Patagonia. Of course, I love Mendoza, Malbec, all the, you know, different wines. But now I am, I discovered a very nice wine from Patagonia. I don't know if I can give the name or not. Okay, Chakra. C-A-C-H-A, Chakra. And I think it's from Patagonia. It's organic and biodynamic. Organic plus biodynamic, that is different. Organic is one thing, plus biodynamic is different. It's top, very top wine. Beautiful wine is Pinot Noir. And yes, I am in love.
Jesus, you're, I don't think as much of a wine connoisseur, but you're the series king, Gomorrah. You're always finding something really interesting to watch, something good to watch.
Yeah, I like to spend time watching some documentaries, not the sports one. So, as Mauricio said before, only the we watched 25 minutes, and I think it was 4 months ago.
To be honest, Jesus and Melissa, and this is very unfair because Jesus spent. Was like a Superman because I spent 2-3 hours in the morning, 2-3 hours on the evening during months trying to make all, you know, to coordinate everything. And it's really, really tough for him. I know that he's not going to watch the documentary because it's tough and it's painful for him because he spent a lot of time and effort, and of course I can feel how he feel, you know, but I think he make because he's a great professional and great person, and that this barrier that is amazing that he can relate in the way that he helped the club to achieve a documentary. This is a very was important for the club. I think he deserved a big, I don't know, reconocimiento, ¿cómo se dice? Reconnaissance. Reconnaissance.
No. ¿Eh? Recognition.
Recognition. Recognition. I told you my English. From Amazon, and then for the club. And that is why that maybe now we are talking about with Netflix. We are going to we are going to do a documentary. That is the true, the real.
I would like to say something about Amazon, you know, because Mauricio gave me price for free, you know. Amazon is the last drop of our master at the Spurs, you know, because there were so many things to do to convert a cold building into a home, a house, you know, where the people felt comfortable there, performing, enjoying, suffering, crying, whatever emotion was there. But Amazon, because no one can explain to us how was the project, when I started the project, the difficulties in the project, how big part was Mauricio to help the club to do it, because no one wanted to do it, right? But the most important is the people who was working for Amazon. They are a great, great guys. And they were suffering because they appreciate Mauricio so much. And they saw every day what Mauricio and ourselves, we went going through there, those days post-final, post-summer, the first weeks, you know? And that's why we spend time with them trying to coordinate everything, you know? What thing was possible? Why were impossible to do some things, you know, try to help them to make interviews. There are a lot of things that we make funny moments with the Amazon team that obviously they won't show there. I think we, again, Mauricio gave a masterclass to make Amazon part of our team, you know. Of course, it's a production and it's a different business. You know, that's why it was important for us to pay attention, and Simon was there every morning, 7 a.m., you know, coordinating today, okay, this meeting, yes, this aspect, no. You know, we got the point where in every match, it was a question, yes or not. Can you imagine us focused to win matches, to deal with player situations, and then always was the voice there on Amazon, can we film? Can we go into the halftime? Can we, after the match, can we go, you know? So no one will know, but thanks to Mauricio and we as a staff, little things were possible. After us is a different journey, you know, only they know. But that's why Amazon required from us a lot of effort. And once again, we gave it, you know, for the club.
Do you think you'll watch the rest of it or no?
No way, no. And Mauricio knows I'm a big fan of every single the documentary, because not because the stories they are talking there, is because you can take a lot of things from people, facilities, and you can take also ideas from different sports and different, you know, and we are very open to learn from different sports. That's why we watch NFL, or I watch NFL, all the other football documentaries, but this one, I already know the facilities, so nothing else to watch.
Good stuff. Thank you guys so much. It was brilliant and entertaining and informative as ever. And I'm sure everyone listening will be able to feel the warmth and will be able to understand why everywhere you guys go, you form such a strong connection with the people and the place, because it's how you are. And I'm very, very excited to receive my bottles of wine, but also for the next club and for the next journey and for the next project, because I know you guys will throw everything into it and it will be worth the watch. So thank you guys and all the very best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Between the Lines is a Stakhanov production, written and narrated by me, Melissa Reddy. Our producer is Charlie Morgan. The executive producers are John Teague and Luke Aaron Moore. Additional production support from Natalie Wilson Sound design and mixing is by Tom Wally. All music comes courtesy of Epidemic Sound. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.